WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President-elect Donald Trump has been ordered to appear for a sentencing hearing in New York next week, the latest development in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. Judge Juan Merchan is signaling Trump will be hit with an unconditional discharge, which means he will likely avoid jail time, but his conviction will remain on the record. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Prosecutors with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office called this the original election interference case. He didn't want the public to find out, according to the prosecutor's theory, that he had these allegations, even though he denied them, of an affair with Stormy Daniels. And so he paid her off $130,000, arranged by his then attorney, Michael Cohen.
Earlier today, Mike Johnson was able to hold on to the speaker's gavel in the House of Representatives, winning the election on the first ballot. It comes after two Republicans initially voted against Johnson, but behind closed doors were convinced to switch their vote. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Some Northwest Wisconsin projects will receive funding through the Department of Natural Resources Urban Forestry Grant Program this year. The city of Ashland will receive $25,000 to implement a readiness plan for addressing the spread of the invasive emerald ash borer. The city of Menominee will also receive nearly $23,000 for the restoration of its urban tree canopy. Polk County and the city of Spooner received smaller grant awards for a hazard tree removal project and gravel bed starter tree program. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has announced a new round of entrepreneurship partner grants. The grant program will award up to $200,000 for programs that serve rural communities, smaller cities, or underserved populations. Applications for the program will be accepted until January 31st, and the winners will be announced in May. Information on the entrepreneurship partner grants is available on the WEDC website, and there will be an online program webinar on Monday. A Gordon man has been charged after allegedly driving under the influence with a child in the vehicle. According to court documents, 43-year-old Randy Goodeal is facing multiple charges, including possession of methamphetamine and operating under the influence with a passenger younger than 16. Goodeal was pulled over by a Rice Lake police officer on Highway 53 after they noticed air fresheners blocking the rearview mirror and tinted taillights. The officer then allegedly found methamphetamines and marijuana during a search. A motion to dismiss the criminal case against an Ashland man accused of killing two visitors has been rejected. Nathan Moncaline was arrested in October of 2023 and charged with killing two men from Mexico who were visiting their brother in Ashland. Their brother worked at a restaurant next to the one Moncaline co-owned, and they were killed in an alley behind the businesses. Moncaline's attorneys argued his request for a speedy trial had not been adhered to, which was rejected as he did not request a speedy trial until 7 months after his arrest. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose to the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. For the second time in a week, the Bucks lose at home to the Brooklyn Nets. The final 113-110. The Bucks trailed by as much as 24 points. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, two completely different games to me. I mean, the first game the other night, Giannis was barely moving, getting back. Tonight, I just thought their defensive intensity. We literally didn't run much offense tonight, and you saw the difference.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday. Three Packer players named to the Pro Bowl. Defensive players Rashawn Gary and Xavier McKinney. On offense, running back Josh Jacobs, who left the Raiders to come to Green Bay, earning his third career trip to the Pro Bowl.
I feel like if you go about things the right way, you come in every day willing to work, then all the accolades and all the other kind of things, it'll take care of itself in the end. So I just come in and, you know, try to be a better version of me each day, and I guess I'm reaping that right now.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy sky for tonight and cold, a low near 5 below, wind chills in the teens below. And mostly sunny for the weekend, high temps in the low teens, again wind chills at times below zero. Cold to start early next week, highs 10 to 15, and partly sunny through Wednesday. Currently it's 6.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the weekend's news and we bring back Beyond the Cheese. Wisconsin knitwear is featured. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Let's do it. Let's light it up, folks. Welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. I do not have a black and white plasma TV. They don't sell those. Do you believe that? It's such a ripoff. I want to save $100. I have to go color. That's how they get you. Great to have you with me. We are broadcasting statewide on this Friday, January 3rd. So great to have you with me wherever you're joining us from in Wisconsin. It is absolutely wonderful to be together tonight. So I hope you give a listen, give us a text, give us a like, give us a follow, give us something, and we'll try to give you a good show. We got great guests tonight. And some hopefully riveting conversation as we leave the day behind and move into evening here, hoping to have some fun talk about movies and TV, a little sports, and see if we can get into the weekend. Conrad, how you doing?
So it's Tuesday, remember?
Is it Tuesday?
It's Tuesday.
What did I miss?
It's the Tuesday of the year.
It's
right?
The Tuesday of the year, but technically
it's Friday.
Yeah, if you want to play lawyer ball. I guess I play a little bit. It's Friday. It feels like a Tuesday. But it's the first Friday of the new year. So TGIF, very short week for most of us. You seem a little more lively tonight. Last night I was a little worried about you.
I went to sleep as soon as I got home last night. I literally touched the bed and was out.
That's like serious,
man. And you know, it was this morning, I think a tree fell on the power lines by my apartments.
Oh, wow. That's serious. And
every single apartment building in my place didn't have power.
So how long that last?
I woke up because I heard a noise and it was the WPS trucks.
Oh yeah, the beep, beep, beep. Yeah, that's annoying. But it's good when they show up.
Yeah, everything was out. I was worried that everything was gonna go bad in my freezer. But it didn't. Thankfully, but it lasted three hours.
That's awesome. I'm glad. Glad the tree didn't fall in your place. You have renter's insurance?
I do.
Okay. You can't mess around.
Do I? No, I do.
You probably do.
I think I have to renew it, actually. No. It's a new year.
Hey, we have a fun show, as I mentioned. Tonight, we have great guests. Our friend Mike Clemens is on at 6:35. It's a big weekend. The oldest rivalry, I want to say in professional sports, but definitely in the NFL, the Packers and the Bears play Sunday. For, I would say, what is like the 25th out of the last 30 years, a pretty meaningless contest. The Packers are playing for something. They have a possible seeding. The Bears are playing for, I guess, a better or worse draft choice. See, for us Bear fans, the real season starts the Monday after the regular season because we look forward to the draft, free agency, and it sickens me, but that's the way it is. So I'm fully prepared to lose yet again to the Packers. Conrad, do you have a prediction?
I think at the end of the second quarter, going into halftime, we're going to be up big, so we're going to put in the all the backups.
So that's interesting. You could be up big, but you do want to win the game.
Yeah.
So, like, if you hang a 50-burger on the Bears in the first half, but if you're only up by, like, two scores and you put in the scrubs, you know, the Bears are capable of coming back under those circumstances. So do you mess around? I don't know.
So there's one stat that Caleb Williams is just 609 yards away from.
Oh, I thought it was four. Or, well, tell me the stat.
Well, yeah, to get 4, to 4,000 yards, he needs 609 yards against the Packers.
He needs.
Can he do it?
I doubt he'll do that.
He just needs like 70 attempts.
And that might happen. But he needs 446 yards to break the Bears' all-time pass record for 1 year. In a year where he's had games where he's only thrown for like 130 yards, he had a completely inept offensive core. I cannot believe that's not really striking distance. That would be pretty improbable, but
it's really hard to hate the kid. You know, he looks really good back there. Just sometimes he gets indecisive, holds the ball for 9 seconds.
I'm sure he's shell shocked.
The line can't hold him for two.
No, and sometimes they're like a sieve, and yeah, sometimes he's a rookie. He holds the ball too long, but it's
he's definitely shown. I think he looks already better than Justin Fields.
I would agree, but I would say also that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm done trying to figure out the Bears. I can't do it. They frustrate me, and they drive me crazy. So I hope you thank your lucky stars because you guys, the Packers are a great organization. They have they're very well-oiled machine. They hired a good coach in Matt LaFleur. See, if Caleb Williams had Matt LaFleur, he'd be over 4,000 yards. There's no question about it. Like, he has had such horrible coaching from the head coach. The head coach was fired. Two offensive coordinators, three offensive coordinators, really.
I mean, just look at Jaden Daniels, what he's been doing over at Washington. Do you think he'd be doing that with the Bears?
Absolutely not. Not a chance. And he's got Cliff Kingsbury, who might not have been a great head coach.
But he's a great offensive
He's pretty good offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Bears-Packers. I'm going to say the Packers will win 31-14.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be 49-12.
49-12? You're that guy.
They're only getting field goals. They're only in threes.
Oh, that could be, I guess. All right, so a big Packer Bear game. If you want to get in the mood, and I talk about this movie sometimes on the show because I made it and because I'm in Northeast Wisconsin, so it does come up more often than I thought it would. But if you want a movie to get you in the mood for Bears Packers, you can rent The Godfather of Green Bay on Amazon Prime. I think it's on Tubi, Apple TV, Fandango. Good Bear-Packer rivalry stuff, some good laughs. I directed it. I play the lead actor. And Tony Goldwyn's in it. Lauren Holly, Thomas Lennon, Lance Barber, people that have been on this show before. Kind of a fun, more of a fun fall movie. But
why didn't you cast me in it?
Man, how old would you have
been? When did it come out?
Like 4. You know, my son Joe is in it. He and my wife are walking by the restaurant Patty's. He's kind of skipping with my wife. He's like a year younger than you, I think. So he's just like, you could have been that, but I wasn't going to cast you over my. I would have put you on her other hand, though, Conrad. I would have had two of you skipping.
Thank you.
And being extras. So, and then after we talked to Mike Clemens about Bears Packers and a few other sports topics we need to get to, our friend Rob Thomas will be here. Rob has seen a lot of cool stuff in the theaters. As usual, he's way ahead of me. I was looking at his Substack today. He's got some great reviews there of really good movies. And some really good movies are in the theater right now that have reviewed excellent, have received excellent reviews, excellent audience scores. The Fire Inside, Baby Girl with Nicole Kidman. I'm not a huge Nicole Kidman fan, but the movie is reviewing well. Nosferatu, all those kid movies that are still out. We've got a lot to get to with Rob. That'll be at 7:05. And so there you go. Two of our favorite guests, I would say. Mike Clemens, good to have him back in the rotation, and Rob Thomas. And that leads us to tonight's question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
In honor of Women Rock Day, who is your favorite girl rocker? That's a great question. Who is your favorite girl rocker? It is Women Rock Day. You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or text us on the app. Very easy to use. You can text us on the stream, like Sarah Jean just did a few minutes ago, just with three hearts. What a simple, lovely text.
Makes you feel warm.
It does. And I don't even know what that means. She could hate what we're doing so far. She could love it, but she's just sending love.
She loves that she hates it?
Whatever it is,
or she hates that she loves it.
I'll take it either way. Great to have you with us tonight, Sarah Jean. And let us know who your favorite girl rocker is. I have to think about that one. I want to say maybe like Pink.
Oh, okay.
Or Gwen Stefani. Gwen Stefani's a badass. I love Gwen Stefani. Pat Benatar, if you want to go back a little bit.
I was going to say Joan Jett.
Joan Jett is a good one, too. Yeah, Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders. Your hard rockers, you got Lita Ford. There's all kinds of people we could choose from tonight. And you don't have to go rock and roll. It's just Women Rock Day. So we went rock in the question. But if you want to say, like, you know, Sarah Brightman or, you know, Leah Salonga from Les Mis, you know, there's a lot of different ways you could take this. So let us know what girls you think rock. Who is your favorite girl rocker? Conrad, how can people watch the radio tonight?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, WGBW, WISS, and Nightly with Pete Schwabba. On YouTube, it's WGBW or Civic Media. And on Twitter, it's Civic Media or WGBW.
Find us any way you can, folks, but just find us. And as you know, you're always welcome to chime in on anything we're talking about. Sarah Jean says, ha ha, you said to give a like or some love. So I did. Well said, Sarah Jean. I just saw this. I follow a few different historical pages. The three places I've lived are Chicago, Marinette, Wisconsin, and Los Angeles. I follow historical Facebook pages for all three places because I find them all fascinating. I just like history, and every town has an interesting history once you dig into it. I'm fascinated when I look at pictures of Marinette of what the mall looked like 35 years ago when we first moved there, or like in Chicago, my old neighborhood. Someone posted something about it was like a little hot dog stand that used to be there. And some guy apparently is trolling the people on this vanished Chicagoland site and said, great place, I was there yesterday. He puts that for everything they list on the Facebook. It bugs the crap out of two of the guys. They call him loser. They say, move out of your parents' basement. Like, they are totally taking the bait. And there was a girl on there who said, why are you guys getting so mad? Who cares? Like, there's 1,000 comments. It's so funny to me what people get bent out of shape over. The one in Marinette, run by a guy named Mike Kaufman, is fantastic. And everyone is civil. Like, even during the election, nobody got political. And I think that's my favorite historical page that I follow. The Los Angeles one is great, too, because, you know, I didn't grow up there, but I lived there long enough that I love the old Hollywood stuff they post. That's fun, too. But the Marinette one by Mike Kaufman is great. If you're in the Marinette Menominee area, I highly recommend following historical Marinette Menominee. Just funny what people get upset about. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about we.
Yeah.
That people can interpret that a lot of different ways. I'm talking about W-I-I, is it?
Yeah.
It's yep. W-I-I, right?
Yep.
We'll talk about that. I've been into we lately. And a little debate as Mike Clemens is on his way. Eli or Peyton? On the field, I want to know who you'd take. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightline on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
So many good suggestions here. Our question tonight, in honor of Women Rock Day, who is your favorite girl rocker? And it could be rock and roll. That seems to be the route most people are taking. It could be someone who, it could be Etta James. It could be someone from Broadway, Ariana Grande, Cynthia Erivo, whomever. So let us know who your favorite girl rocker is. And starting us off on the text line from the 920, Ronnie from Horicon says, Heart. Yes, Heart is outstanding. Great one, Ronnie. Monica from Mount Horeb says, Debbie Harry of Blondie. I love all these. Loved Rapture by Blondie, Heart of Glass. So many great tunes. Matt from Middleton, he's in the 512, says, Annie Lennox. I will always remember the Eurythmics as it was the first video I fell in love with on MTV as a kid. Matt, Annie Lennox, I don't know if you ever saw this. Annie Lennox does a version of Under Pressure with David Bowie. After Freddie Mercury dies, you should Google it. It's on YouTube. It is phenomenal. She is transcendent. I mean, Bowie's great, but Annie Lennox brings an energy to that song that is absolutely stunning. Great text. Jim from Appleton says, he's got a whole list here. Lita Ford, Linda Ronstadt, Stevie Nicks, Aretha Franklin, Belinda Carlisle, and of course, the greatest of all time, Patti Smith. Yeah. It is really tough. You can't really judge or say who's the best, but I totally forgot about Stevie Nicks. Love Linda Ronstadt. Love Aretha Franklin. Anna from Madison says, Hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite female rocker is Linda Ronstadt. There you go. Two votes for Linda Ronstadt. Great one, Anna. And Sherry says, Aretha. We are off to a good start here. Sherry also says, Patty. Okay, Patti Smith, I assume. So keep those texts coming, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Who is your favorite girl rocker? It is Women Rock, National Women Rock Day. What was the other day it was, Conrad?
National Toss Your Fruitcake Away.
What the hell is that?
Well, you know, it's after the holidays.
Been sitting in there?
You know, it's going bad. Just get rid of it now. You don't need it.
You know what I would do? We don't have a garbage disposal at our current house. So what I do is when I have old food that's bad, we have kind of woods around us in three different directions. I'll toss it in the woods, and I know the deer will eat it.
I mean, yeah. You want to hear something funny about my garbage disposal?
Yeah, always.
I had some friends over at my place for New Year's, and we took a shot, and after one of my friends accidentally put it in the garbage disposal. Like, it fell down.
What do you mean, a shot glass?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And later that night, I was like, where did it go? Luckily, I didn't use it for like 2 days, the garbage disposal. And I picked it out of there before I used it.
That could be like a terrorist bomb if that thing went, started spitting glass out of there.
I don't know how it slid down there, but it did. Thankfully, I got it.
I'm glad you're okay, buddy. I have a couple fatigue issues with people I've been seeing all over TV. Ryan Reynolds is kind of up there. Snoop Dogg. My God, has that guy cashed in. I'm happy for him. Yeah. I used to love him, but now it's Snoop overload. Enough with Snoop Dogg. And the Manning brothers. Everyone thinks they're so fun. Oh, the Mannings. You watch the Manning cast, the Manning this or that. Those guys are like, they're like funny and charming at jock level, and that's it.
I don't find them
that entertaining.
I think the Manning cast is hilarious.
Yeah.
Not because of what they say, it's just what they're doing on it. Like, they'll be having a serious conversation, and then one of them's just be like, oh, look at that, first down. Trying to interview someone. Oh, there's a touchdown. Anyways, yeah.
All right, so answer me this. K-Man, you're a big sports fan.
Yeah.
As am I. I'm a sports fan. I'm a sportsman. Eli or Peyton, who are you taking?
Peyton.
To quarterback your football team?
Peyton.
I'm going to challenge that. Are you ready?
I don't like Eli because he beat the Packers.
Okay, you got to be... You can't be biased here. I will say... Peyton Manning, they both have two rings.
Yep.
Eli is the reason for the two rings. Peyton Manning beat the Bears in the Super Bowl, who beat themselves with a fumble and an interception. They had the game. And then he won one with Denver.
Well, which Von Miller won the MVP.
Exactly.
So that tells you something about that Super Bowl, too.
Peyton Manning is the greatest regular season quarterback possibly in NFL history. He's not a clutch. He's not a gamer in the big game. He's accidentally won two Super Bowls. Seriously.
Yeah.
He backed into them. I'm kidding. Okay. He didn't back into them. Well, he probably had decent numbers in both, but he's not Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or even Eli.
Well, okay. You remember the helmet catch?
Yeah.
I mean,
great catch.
But if that didn't happen.
Oh, but. Don't be that guy. When people say that's like, oh, the Bulls, yeah, take Michael Jordan off the team. No, you what?
So no, it's
I mean, yes, that was a phenomenal catch.
Yes.
But Eli also has another ring, and the ball was there. It was right where it needed to be, out of pick six range or whatever. It's tough, but I would go Eli.
I just can't root for Eli after he beat the Packers. I'm sorry.
I can't listen to him talk. He has a whiny face. I don't even like the guy, but honestly, if you're just talking playing quarterback, I got to take Eli, especially if I'm going to the playoffs.
Yeah, I they're very similar in how they play. You can easily tell.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll say Eli has is he's a little bit faster by just that much,
like,
you know?
Like running?
Yeah, because when Peyton got out of the pocket, you're like, oh, no, this is not going to go well.
No, they're not great athletes, but they were both – they got the quarterback gene for sure. But Snoop Dogg, my God.
He's in everything.
He is in everything. And you know what? He's earned it. Like, I knew a little bit of his music, and I liked him. But when he was in Old School, to me, that I'm like, I love this guy. And then the Martha Stewart thing, that was brilliant marketing, putting those two together. I didn't know anything about Martha Stewart until Snoop Dogg became her friend. And then he had the Girls Gone Wild thing. That was a little weird, but... He managed to move on from that. He's very likable, but not anymore. I think I got to defriend him.
Oh, you're friends with him on Facebook?
No. He hasn't accepted yet.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm gonna take it back, though.
Okay.
Because I'm so sick of him. I'm so sick of Snoop Dogg. We didn't get to our Wii talk. We'll have to do that Monday. I'm on a Wii kick, and I love it. I'm back into Wii. So we'll talk about that. We'll save that. We got clips coming up, folks. Mike Clemens is here. After Civic Media's award-winning news team tells you what you need to know, that's coming up. And then our old pal, middle-aged pal, Rob Thomas, will be here at 7:05 to talk movies and TV. Lots of fun still to come on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public comments on a grant project application to support ATV and UTV mapping and communication. According to a press release, the program would support projects that acquire and maintain statewide digital information application software for ATV and UTV riders, as well as adding more communication equipment and producing more maps. That information would provide riders with essential safety and regulatory information. Public comments will be accepted until January 31st. State lawmakers are planning to reintroduce proposals to address PFAS contamination while $125 million remains tied up in the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. The funding has been set aside for over 500 days after Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican bill amid concerns that the bill would limit the Department of Natural Resources' ability to require polluters to test and clean their own PFAS contamination. The DNR says it does not intend to go after farmers for unintentional contamination. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinhart has announced the selection of a new city administrator. Pending the approval of the city council, Matt Staling will serve as the next city administrator. Staling has previously worked as the city administrator in St. Cloud since 2016 and has local government experience in the Midwest dating back to 1996. He will replace current administrator Dave Montgomery, who has been serving in the role temporarily to assist in the transition of Reinhart's administration and chaired the search committee for his replacement. A Comstock woman is facing multiple charges in Barron County after crashing her vehicle with two children in the car while allegedly driving impaired. 35-year-old Erica Shalley was charged with felony causing injury to a passenger younger than 16 while operating while intoxicated, possession of methamphetamine, and two misdemeanor charges for possession of THC and drug paraphernalia. The crash occurred on Saturday at around 7 p.m. near West Townline Road and Barron Polk Street. The two children suffered minor injuries. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mamma Mia, there is a new champ when it comes to stage musical adapted to the big screen. Wicked has been a box office juggernaut since its release in November, and now it's just passed Mamma Mia as the number one musical stage adaptation, according to Pubity.com. The results of the poll apparently sent fans of Mamma Mia into a lather on social media. The friendly competition and debate between the two films should continue as Mamma Mia has a third installment in the works, and the Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande-led Wicked will see Chapter 2 hit theaters next November. If you don't like to watch horror films, there is the option to sidestep the blood and creep and just read the script. Deadline's Read the Screenplay series has made the script for the recently released Nosferatu available at Deadline.com. The screenplay was adapted by Robert Eggers, who is also the director. Nosferatu stars Bill Skarsgård and has received rave reviews and is currently in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy sky for tonight and cold, a low near 5 below, wind chills in the teens below. And mostly sunny for the weekend, high temps in the low teens, again wind chills at times below zero. Cold to start early next week, highs 10 to 15, and partly sunny through Wednesday. Currently, it's 6.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will preview the inauguration of the Wisconsin State Senate and Wisconsin State Assembly and look forward to what's ahead in 2025. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
your favorite girl rocker. It is Women Rock Day, National Women Rock Day. And we're asking in our question of the night, who your favorite girl rocker is. Has some really, really good answers so far. We'll read some more of your texts coming up. Right now, I'm very excited to have my my pal and our sports authority here at Civic Media, Mike Clemens, on the phone. Mike, how are you?
Hi, Pete. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for being on the show tonight. I know you had some special family time carved out tonight, and we won't cut too much into that, but I do appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Well, I'll tell you what. I had to change that due to the weather, so I'm back up here in Green Bay. Just got done having a long day with the Packers.
Oh, wow.
If the category is rock and roll female singers, well, you know, Joplin was pretty good.
Yeah. Janis Joplin, of course.
You know, I thought Ann Wilson was really good with Heart,
yep.
You know, back in the day. That rendition that they did of Stairway to Heaven at the Kennedy Center that you can see is fantastic.
Oh, that's right.
Look that up on YouTube sometime. Stevie Nicks is a favorite because I'm a big favorite of Fleetwood Mac, but those are a few that come to mind. And Ronstadt, too, back in the day.
Yeah, a lot of people have said Linda Ronstadt already. Annie Lennox, who I think is phenomenal, too.
That's a good one.
I like Gwen Stefani. Debbie Harry was listed. Patti Smith. Yeah, we've had some really good some I forgot about. You know, like, how do I forget about Stevie Nicks? I'm a huge Fleetwood Mac fan as well. Her voice is so iconic and great, so I agree with you there.
And,
absolutely.
And not to mention a songwriter as well. Now, before I forget, there will be a pretty famous TV and film actor at the Packers game on Sunday.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Craig T. Nelson.
Oh.
From Coach.
Yeah, sure.
From Poltergeist. I think he was in Poltergeist, wasn't he?
Oh, he was, yeah. He's
back in the early 80s.
Yeah.
I think he did the voiceover in The Incredibles. He's had a 40-year career, so.
Phenomenal career.
He's in a film, kind of an independent film called Green and Gold, and it's a family. It's about a farm family where the father, I think, is a huge Packers fan.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was shot in Wisconsin or somewhere in the Midwest, but he plays the father in this thing. He's going to sing the national anthem. Did
what?
You know Craig T. Nelson could sing the national anthem?
No. Hey, that's kind of cool.
All right. Now, guess how old Craig T. Nelson is.
Well, he's either a lot older than I think he is, or much younger, but he's got to be, I'm going to say 72.
80.
Whoa.
80. He's going to be out there in 70-degree temperatures singing your national anthem. I didn't even know the man could sing.
Neither. I guess he would be 80. Yeah, that's, Poltergeist, Coach. He was in a really bad movie, too, with some kind of sewer creature I saw once. Probably just a paycheck, but he's a great actor.
Oh, he is. No doubt.
Is he
no
a Packer doubt. Fan, Mike?
We'll find out. I heard about this film several months ago, and you know somehow they got this guy to agree. You know, this Midwestern group of producers, they just thought he'd be perfect for it. And he read the script, he liked it, and so he showed up and did the part for him. He plays like the father on this farm or something, but. It'll be interesting. Green and Gold is the name of the picture, and I'm going to look for it whenever it comes out, if it's not out already.
Yeah. Hey, so, all right, so the Packers made a pretty good run last week against the Vikings, just a two-point loss. And I think last time you were on the show, we talked about how they are going to play their starters because they're still dealing with seeding, possible seeding. What do you think, what would they have had to do, Mike, to get past the Vikings?
Well, first of all, you can't deny that the Vikings on offense have got a really high talent level. I mean, between Justin Jefferson, who indeed is the best receiver in the NFL right now, I think.
Wow.
And then they got Addison. And, you know, Hockenson is the tight end. You know, they're sending him out there. And so even if you cover all these guys, then there's some kid named Jalen Nalen who's got five catches before, you know, halftime and a touchdown. I mean, the ball's flying all over. And Sam Darnold's really good. After, you know, struggling with the Jets, he had a cup of coffee with the Panthers. He was with the 49ers. You wonder if Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers coach, is wondering, like, maybe we passed up on something here.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin O'Connell, the head coach of the Vikings, is probably going to be named Coach of the Year because of what he's done with Sam Darnold at quarterback. And, you know, the it's like step, snap, step, decide, and throw it. He constantly is throwing these mid-range passes, not a lot of arc to him. You seem to know exactly where he's going for him. They, you know, he gets at least one receiver open. And one of the things they did was they tried to they anticipated the Packers might bring an extra rush, which they did. So they would keep in an extra guy. They O'Connell said, you know what, if we only need to send out two or three receivers, so long as Sam Darnold's got the time to throw, and it worked for him. And so all night long he was able to deliver. It took him a couple of drives to get going, but they jumped out to a 17-point lead. Then they started, on defense, they started blitzing Jordan Love. And it wasn't until Jordan went into like a no-huddle offense in the fourth quarter that Green Bay put up 14 points, but it was probably too little too late at that point.
Are the Vikings a surprise to you? I mean, 14 wins, Mike. And Kevin O'Connell, that guy, he's like a strong, silent leader type. He always seems so measured and in control and a little bit like LaFleur in a way. But are you surprised by the Vikings' success this year, if not their record?
Very much so.
Yeah.
I thought it would be Lions again, Packers battling with them, even though the Bears were bringing on, you know, a rookie number one quarterback. I thought, watch out, they could be kind of like the Packers last year, like, you know, take eight games to find themselves and could be dangerous toward the second half of the season. And then the Vikings, I thought, it's like, what are they doing letting him go to Kirk Cousins? Even though he had torn his Achilles in a game here at Lambeau Field, I just thought, well, Kirk started out hot for the Falcons. Then he had games where he's thrown like four interceptions, and now he's been benched. So I am so surprised what they got out of Sam Darnold, who's, you know, just had a tremendous season, I think.
Yeah.
And now, you know, he's going to get paid.
So, all right, we got Packers-Bears, the oldest rivalry in the NFL, possibly in pro sports. I don't know. But what's your take on, like you mentioned last week when you were here, that the Packers still, their seeding has not been determined yet. Conrad thinks they might sit the Packers starters in the second half. What do you think is going to happen Sunday?
That's not a bad bet. That, you know, I mean, I'm sure LaFleur would love to, you know, be up by 17 points, 20 points by the third quarter and trot Malik Willis out there at backup quarterback, you know, to run the show. And arrest Josh Jacobs, their running back. You know, he'd like to see them be able to dominate the Bears. Bears defense is pretty tough, though. I mean, last week the Bears played the Seahawks, and everyone talks about Caleb Williams, the number one pick overall, and oh look, he's under pressure and he's scrambling for his life and he's thrown off his back foot and all the critique on the number one pick at quarterback, and no one's paying attention to the fact that the Bears held the Seattle Seahawks to 6 points.
Right.
I mean, they've got some good linebackers in terms of Sanborn. And T.J. Edwards was a kid from Wisconsin that played for the Badgers, then for the Eagles when they were good, and now is with the Bears team. You know, they've got some pretty good guys on defense. So that could be a challenge for Green Bay as well. But the Bears have lost 10 in a row.
Right.
They're in such disarray. And, you know, they'd love to come up here and beat the Packers and send out their players and their team and their fans out on a high note, something to build on for next year. But the Packers, you know, better beat them. They're favored by 10.
Oh, is that okay? Mike Clemens is my guest. He is our sports authority here at Civic Media. He joins us on the phone tonight to talk a little Bears-Packers. Mike, let's talk about three Packers making the Pro Bowl. The NFC North is well represented. Between the Vikings, Detroit, and Green Bay, putting three players in the Pro Bowl. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and when this announcement came out first thing yesterday morning, I was not surprised about Xavier McKinney because I saw some stats about a month ago as to where the voting was going, and he was leading the league in interceptions at the time with 7. Kirby Joseph, the great safety, young safety from the Lions, has since passed him up. He's got 9 for the season.
That's crazy.
I thought it was so unique that of three players, two of them, you know, Brian Gutekunst went out and got 2 free agents. He got 1 for the offense, Josh Jacobs, the running back, and then a safety in Xavier McKinney out of the Giants. And those are the two guys that made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. You know, you're a free agent, you start with a whole new team, and you get voted into the Pro Bowl. The third guy was Rashawn Gary. There's a lot of Packers fans are going to be, you know, groaning because they're going to say, oh, come on, Rashawn Gary. Well, it's because he signed a four-year deal worth $96 million, and they think he should be one of the leaders in quarterback sacks.
Right.
The Packers are fine with the way that he plays. He stops the run. He pushes tackles into the quarterback to hurry up the quarterback. And, you know, guys in the league know that he's a force to deal with. He's the third Packer going to the Pro Bowl.
And it's, you know, he's got six and a half sacks this season. If you're not making $96 million bucks, that's like a pleasant surprise. But if you're making almost $100 million, they want at least double digit probably. But a lot of these guys that sack the quarterback don't get credit. It's either that's all they do, but like you said, Rashawn Gary stops the run as well. That's a pretty valuable player.
Well, for what I've figured out, too, like Lucas Van Ness, the second-year guy I talked to, he started getting a couple sacks. And he said, you know, every once in a while, you got to steal a play. So you see, that means Jeff Hafley wants them to get off the line, push that tackle back, and contain on the outside. Don't let that running back, you know, float out into the back. I mean, they actually did a pretty good job against Aaron Jones, their old teammate, the other night. And that's the way they wanted to play. Now, if you think you've got a shot and you're not going to give something up, like a screen pass that's going to go for 25, 30 yards, then go ahead. Go after the quarterback and take him. But that's not what they're being told to do. And so you don't know how much the, you know, Rashawn Gary is doing his assignment or taking up two blocks. And that's just the truth when you put the binoculars on him and watch him in person at the stadium.
Yeah, definitely. Mike, I still can't seem to get into basketball yet. What is your take? How are the Badgers doing? Are you surprised where they're at, men's basketball, that is, where they're at this season? They're 10-3. I don't think they're ranked anymore, are they?
No, they got knocked out by a couple of those losses that they had. They're playing Iowa, the Hawkeyes, right now, as a matter of fact. That tipped off about 40 minutes ago at the Kohl Center.
Yeah.
And they're playing Iowa. I think Iowa's got one win so far in conference. They're just now getting into conference play. So tonight's game will be a test. Both these teams are 10-3, and so I think that's going to be, you know, a good test for Greg Gard and his guys after getting some time off over the holidays.
Yeah, Badgers are up 11 at the half, off to a good start. We'll see what happens. But a little disappointing after such a strong start. But I guess we've got a ways to go.
Yeah, but that's all those non-conference teams. You know, they're playing Butler and stuff like that.
Right.
So.
And where are we at with the Bucks, Mike? Again, I know Conrad follows them more than I do, but where are the Bucks? You know, they came along and they sort of Conrad's actually, he's correcting me, Mike, that he's a Phoenix Suns hat. He's got his Phoenix Suns hat.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying he follows the NBA more.
The Bucks had a weird night last night where they get beat again by the Brooklyn Nets, which is a struggling team. And for the second time in a week, they get beat at home at Pfizer Forum to the Brooklyn Nets, where the Nets had a 24-point lead. Then somewhere in the third quarter, turn of the fourth quarter, Giannis says, okay, time to take the whole team on my back. And he's running, you know, he's getting rebounds, and he's blocking shots, and he's taking shots and moving the ball. And the Bucks scored 20 unanswered, but they came up short. I mean, Damian Lillard tried a couple of three-pointers with about 4 seconds left, couldn't connect. They end up losing 113-110, and, you know, Doc said, you know, we weren't moving the ball, and this is a younger team, a faster team, because Doc was asked, you guys beat the Thunder, one of the best teams in the Western Conference in the NBA Cup, and now you lose to the Nets. He says, the Nets are a younger team, and if we don't move the ball around, then we're not going to be able to slow these guys down, and they brought pressure to them. And that's not Doc Rivers is not shy to admit he's got an older team now.
Yeah.
He's got an older team. And so they need to move the ball around and take smarter shots that way and probably slow the games down. They don't want to get into a fast break game with anybody.
Mike, thanks so much for your time tonight, buddy. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the Bears-Packers game.
I will. Thank you. And the national anthem from Craig T. Nelson, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. We'll have a full breakdown next week. Thanks so much, buddy.
Bye, Pete.
All right, we'll be right back with some really fun clips you're not going to want to miss.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In November 2022, Michigan voters passed a constitutional amendment enshrining voting protections and expanding ballot access. After the legislature implemented the voters' directive, GOP legislators sued, claiming that only the legislature could make such changes. Proposition 2 mandated 9 days of early voting, protections for voters and election workers from harassment, and a tracking system for absentee ballots. It allowed for the funding of secure drop boxes and the counting of military and overseas ballots if postmarked by Election Day, and several other reforms. Conjuring the independent state legislature theory, which argues that the U.S. Constitution allows only legislatures to control election law, 11 Michigan GOP legislators sued. On December 20th, the federal Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the lower court's denial of the Michigan legislator's claim. But importantly, it did so saying that while the individual legislators had no standing to bring the case, a full legislature could, leaving the door open a crack. The U.S. Supreme Court mostly dismissed the theory in 2023's Moore v. Harper case, but Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito appear to be all in on the theory. For the moment, the pro-voter reforms in Michigan are safe, but be watching for the independent state legislature theory to pop up again soon. We have the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Back. You got Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabe, Conrad riding shotgun. We have we just finished talking to Mike Clemens, who gave us a little Packer Bear breakdown, some Packer Viking breakdown, and some men's basketball. Always good to talk to Mike. Rob Thomas is coming up in just a few minutes after the news at 7:05. And we just added, this is exciting. Earlier in the show, I was talking a little bit about a movie I made several years ago called The Godfather of Green Bay, which comes up from time to time on this show. With the Bears and the Packers playing Sunday, I thought it would be fun to have someone from the movie, because it's kind of a, there's a lot of Packer fans in the movie, some Bears fans in the movie. It's not really about sports, but there's a lot of characters that are sports fans, and there are lots of jokes about the Bears. The main character takes a lot of abuse for being from Chicago from Packer fans, which is kind of fun. And I thought, you know, a lot of the people from the film over the last year have been on the show, but I have a surprise guest coming up, and she was in one of my favorite scenes. It was her and Tom Lennon, who's been on the show. Tom Lennon, of course, plays Jim Dangle on Reno 911. Tracy Thorpe is an actress we found when we were making that movie. She's has a Chicago theater background. She's lived in L.A. for years. We brought her in, and she played Lauren Holly's best friend in the movie. And she and Tom Lennon have a scene in a booth. We're going to play that a little later. We have to make sure there's no swearing. But she and Tom Lennon, it's this, the scene is called Last Call. And Tom is drunk and he's kind of hitting on Tracy. And it's really funny. So we're going to try to get that scene lined up. But then Tracy is going to join us at the end of the show for just a few minutes to talk about her experience in the movie. Maybe she'll even give us a Packer Bear prediction. Who knows? We'll have some fun with that, though. That's after Rob Thomas, who joins us at 7:05. Tia Carrera, how would you say her name, Conrad? I don't even know. She had a really good run for a while. She was in Wayne's World. I want to say Carrera. I think it's just Tia Carrera.
Okay.
She's in a very funny scene with Mike Myers in Wayne's World. We have the scene. Mike Myers is just being Mike Myers. You've seen the movie, right?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So Mike Myers is in his underwear. This is something I was looking for scenes yesterday with Tia Carrera in them, and a lot of them are of her singing in the movie. And then I found this scene where the two of them are kind of canoodling in bed, and Mike Myers is in tighty whities, and it is disturbing. I will say, Mike Myers, as funny as he is, has probably zero sex appeal. Can I say that? I mean, I'm a guy. I don't find him. I don't look at other guys that way anyway, but he's hilarious, but he's not a sex symbol in any way.
I think it's funny that most of his movies are like him as like a sex symbol, kind of. Like Austin Powers. Like.
Right. Yes.
And Shrek. You can't forget Shrek either.
Correct. Okay, so in this scene, he's in tighty white. He's in a t-shirt. And she gets a phone call, and he's trying to goof off, and he pulls his tighty whities up his butt to make it look like he's wearing a thong, and he does a funny Mike Myers thing. It's hilarious. But this is our little tribute to Tia Carrere, who played this great role in Wayne's World the day after her birthday. Here's a scene between Tia and Mike Myers that you have to visualize a little bit.
Tell me, when that first show is over, will you still love me when I'm an incredibly humongoid giant star?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my hanging out with Ravi Shankar phase?
Yeah.
Will you still love me when I'm in my carbohydrate, sequin jumpsuit, young girls in white cotton panties, waking up in a pool of your own vomit, bloated, purple, dead on a toilet phase?
Yeah.
Okay, party, bonus.
That was probably a good place to cut that clip because we couldn't see him walking around as an underwear anyway, so... we got on the text line from the 414, Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, sports is a gamble. I need some context here, Conrad. I forgot what we're talking about.
It is a gamble.
It is a gamble for sure. I don't bet on sports, but I agree, Tom. What, have you ever bet on sports, Conrad?
Yes.
Really? Real money?
Yeah.
Did you lose your shorts? What do you think? Did you lose your winter shorts as a winter shorts guy?
The last time... I've been on sports. I actually won, and after that, I said, all right, I'm done.
Oh, that's good. See, that's
the key. I won, but I was still down. So okay. I was like, I got some of it back, so I'm done.
Hey, do we have time to play Show Me the Money?
It would cut it close.
Let's cut it close.
All right.
This is on Cuba Gooding Jr.'s birthday, one of my favorite scenes from Jerry Maguire. You know the scene. It's iconic. Here it is.
I am a role model, Jerry. I have a family to support. Hear me? I want to stay in Arizona. I want my new contract. But I like you. Yes, I like you, Jerry. My wife likes you. You're good to my wife. I will stay with you.
That's great. I'm very happy.
Are you listening?
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do for you. God bless you, Jerry. But this is what you're going to do for me. You listen? Jerry?
Yeah, what can I do for you, Rod? You just tell me, what can I do for you?
It's a very personal, very important thing. Hell, it's a family motto. Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother. Here it is. Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Oh, no, you can do better than that, Jerry. I want you to say it with you with me here, brother. Hey, I got Bob Sugar on the other line. I'm gonna hear you say it.
Yeah, no. Show you the money.
That not show you. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah. Just got louder.
Show me the money.
That's it, brother, but you got to yell that.
Show me the money.
I need to feel you, Jerry.
Show me the money.
Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money. Show me the money.
It's funny when everyone's just looking at him after he's screaming that.
It's a great scene. It's my favorite scene from that movie. And good stuff. Happy birthday to Tia Carrere and Cuba Gooding Jr. All right, we are going to come right back after Civic Media's award-winning news team tells you what you need to know with our friend Rob Thomas. We'll talk movies and TV. That's coming up next. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, it's Monday, so our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will join us. Plus, it's January 6th. The counting and certification of the electoral vote is scheduled to take place. Tune in, we'll be wild.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Matt Nair on air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt and Air on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In the wake of the deadly truck attack in New Orleans, concern that someone will try to repeat it.
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security sent out a bulletin to 18,000 law enforcement agencies, basically out of an abundance of caution, telling them, be on the lookout for copycats. They're very concerned that people will be motivated by what they saw and try to act out on their own.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. A New York City judge ordered President-elect Trump to be in court, in person or virtually, next Friday to be sentenced on 34 felony counts in the business fraud hush money case, the judge indicating there'll be no prison time. House Speaker Mike Johnson was a surprise first ballot winner in his bid to remain as Speaker. A lot less drama in the Senate, where South Dakota's John Thune has been elected majority leader, succeeding Charles Schumer after Republicans took control of the U.S. Senate. This is ABC News. Civic